Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome to today's discussion of who cares about gun violence. So we have recently been informed that the Memphis rapper Young Dolph was unfortunately assaulted at Makeda's Cookie Shop, known for their buttery cookies, known for their cookie shop being in tribute to their deceased niece who suffered from cancer, who has struggled with keeping their business afloat due to robberies, who continue to serve the local Memphis community. Young Dolph, in a show of support, attended, it's just such a hurting pain, went to the cookie shop to get cookies and was shot and killed by two assailants. And it's the top of the news. It's the top of everyone's top conversation. You can call in to join this conversation at 563-999-3408. And there is such an outpouring of concern and tears and crying for Young Dolph. And there's such concern about when are we going to stop with all of the gang banging and shooting. But there's absolute silence when the children of Memphis are being shot and killed. Absolute silence. We couldn't get someone to make a post, a video blog, spend two or three days while they watched the trial of an accused killer of a child in one of these areas. Not at all. Furthermore, we're watching the impact of hip-hop on the larger culture and society. You know, concert venues have always been troublesome. I'm here in Cincinnati, and the Who concert of 1977, I think, where they had all those people trampled. You know, we're in a society or culture of celebrity worship, idol worship. And, you know, if your favorite celebrity or favorite idol is coming to the area, you could expect a large crowd. You know, I'm seeing everyone relating Astroworld and Travis Scott to esoteric symbolism regarding demonology and Satan worship. And it's probably true. I don't doubt that. But the larger issue is that idol worship and that crowd surge. And why is that? Why are we content with being fans? What else was I going to talk about with you all? Overall, gun violence. What has gotten us to the point where we have to be discussing our murders, these murder rates, whether it be of our children, whether it be of men? You know, the statistic that particularly concerns me as a black woman is that every 6 hours a black woman is killed. And now Black Femicide U.S. says we're actually down to every 5.5 hours we are witnessing black women being killed by gun violence. You talk about these things in larger communities, in larger cultures, and you are silenced. People will literally bully you to keep you quiet on the issue of black femicide. What does it mean? Black femicide means the killing of women. Women are particularly targeted for murder because they're women, or they look like women and present and live as women. And so there was an increase of black trans women also being murdered because, again, they present as female, they live as female, and that is the lifestyle, unfortunately, that we are experiencing. So today we are in a fight for our lives, I do believe, because when Young Dolph was killed, everyone showed concern. Everyone is upset, you know, but there's countless stories of children in Memphis, whether they be 6- and 7-year-old victims who have nothing to do with it other than proximity, or if it's a 10 or 17-year-old young man someone has given a gun to, or he's procured a gun through the already violent community shooting another teenager. It is what it is, you know. But you can't really have those discussions with people. They're quite taboo. People would rather talk about news, sports, weather, anything besides us putting those guns down and perhaps practicing some restraint and self-love. You know, I have been known to call into my local radio station and just blast the government. And as long as I'm blasting white supremacy, imperialism, world war, the government, weapons contractors, etc., you know, the audience loves that. The big white man, that big white man is not out here killing black women every 5.5 hours. That big white man is not out here killing black children. And though the big white man does kill black women in custody, does kill the black man while in custody, it's not as a high body count as black men and black women who are in gangs seizing their communities with violence. So I've decided to pull away from those mainstream narratives of the big bad racist. I've decided to come away from those mainstream narratives of every racist inclination is a Trump supporter. You know, we're at a critical mass in this time in history, and we continue to be dazzled by people who have no good intentions towards our larger community. We are being dazzled by people who actually earn money from our murders, because this means that they can create TV shows, they can create series of TV shows. I think For My Man is on its 10th season, and they have just a plethora of examples of women who have given themselves over to a life of crime for their intimate partner, or that Fatal Attraction series that they have where you see so many people lose their lives to a loved one's plots, or The First 48, where you can actually watch them chronicle how they solve violent gun crimes in cities that's mainly poor, with people who, for whatever reason, was never able to quite meet their human potential and wind up in a state of drug stupor. Hey, don't leave me alone. You can call in at 563-999-3408. I'm just talking about who cares about gun violence. If it's not your favorite rapper being shot, do you care? If you or someone that you know is not being shot, do you care? Of course not. Over a dozen Memphis children have been shot and killed this year. There has been no talk show. There's been no live blogs. There's been no long thought-out dissertations on why 7- and 8-year-old children cannot play in the Memphis community without fear of being shot. There is no long thought-out discussion on how can we teach our sons not to kill each other, how we can replace the gun with skills, how we can trade, transfer skills to our young. Instead, what I get is a barrage of personal attacks and attacks on my family. And any attack is a good attack as long as it sets you back and shuts you up, because those people who are in higher positions in society can't get there and can't claim that status unless there's someone at the bottom. And I do believe that there is a concentrated effort to keep young black people kind of dumbed down to their capabilities in society. It's not just the young black children that I'm seeing this done to. Everyone in America is being dumbed down. You literally cannot have a conversation about world news with people in your own community because they don't read or because they are just not informed. And so if you come with truth or something that's going on and they don't know about it, they'll laugh at you and call you a liar. It's literally an idiocracy where our minds have gotten to the point that we think it's normal to be constantly combating each other for trinkets of capitalism, where we would be willing to die for our block and our hood and we don't own a piece of property there, you know, as I watch us come into 2022, I've always hoped that our groupthink would evolve, that as a group we would see the upcoming dangers in our future and we would do something. Unfortunately, that is not the case. Others do not feel that anything needs to be done. I would like to point out a story about a 7-year-old girl who was shot.
Heaven was just a social butterfly. She always said, well, I'm going to be a singer and I'm going to be a dancer. The neighborhood we lived in was kind of bad, but we knew everybody. I had paid for a trip for us to go to Disney World, and I just opened up a candy store in front of the house so my kids can have extra money to spend. Disney World would have been our first trip as a whole family. Days before that, games in the streets, was having shootouts with each other, and I always taught my kids, they get to shoot, wrap up the candy store, and just go in the house. I had just dropped Heaven off early that day to get her hair did. One of my best friends picked her up from the beauty shop and dropped her back off because I was at the candy store. She had a lip gloss on. She just had her fresh hair did. She was just happy. We were just in front of the house. She was on the other side of the street talking to the kids. My son had like, Mom, make her come across the street. I called. She came across. She put her hand on my shoulder standing behind me, and she kissed me on my face, and all of a sudden, pow. The shots rang out. They get the shooting. Heaven ran in the house. I'm trying to fall and grab her to pull her down on the ground. It was too late. All I saw was my front door just slam closed. Boom. My son said, Mom, come to me. Come to me. It's Heaven. And when I walked towards my door, my baby was laying down on the ground. I'm thinking, like, she just hit her head. Is she okay? And I was like, Heaven, turn over. She wouldn't turn over. So I turned over. I pulled the clothes up on me, and her body was heavy. And I'm like, wait a minute. Heaven, wake up. I put my face close to hers to feel her air. I'm feeling her air a little bit coming out. I put my hands under her arm. I'm not getting no pulse. I'm not getting no response from her. I'm like, this can't be. This is like a dream. I'm hollering and screaming. Just call the police. By that time, the helicopters is out. The police are running through the gangway. Once they brought her in the hospital, they pronounced her dead. The officer took me back there to see my child. They messed up my baby. New hairdo. Blood coming out of her nose. And she's just laying there, just lifeless. I was just really out of my mind. I just kept screaming. I watched my 7-year-old die in my arms.
Now, that is the story of a 7-year-old child who was murdered in Chicago. 7-year-old Heaven died in her mother's arms. I have heard even cowards go so far as to blame mothers who live in these communities for the gun crime, as if they can stop the gang shootouts. I've heard people blame mothers for sending their children outside knowing that they're possible victims of gun violence. I've heard people just angry with mothers, period, for having children. No male accountability for the influx of guns, the transport of guns, the sale of guns, the usage of guns, the fraternal brotherhood around guns within the poverty-stricken areas. These brothers are so close in these gangs, and they're quick to rep the old block in North Memphis, and I'm from Florida, and I'm from Cali, and don't own not one piece of property, not nowhere in anybody's city or state. And when they do reach a level of achievement, they come to the community of poor people to show off their $100,000 cars, their $200,000 necklaces, only to be shot, and no one benefits from any of it. You know, I've said for years, while it is true that mothers are supposed to raise their children, we are at a point where no matter how good you think you're doing as a parent, that culture that is coming from hip-hop is very strong. It is very strong. The music is encouraging mass murder. Serial killers encouraging murder. Pimps encouraging prostitution, and hoes encouraging illicit sex for pay. You know, and it's just a very toxic musical culture that has come up out of hip hop, and how hip hop is influencing our children to crime, sex, and yes, gun violence. So much so that we don't care about that 7-year-old who was killed in a gang shootout, even though she wasn't doing anything but sitting at home trying to be with her mother and her family, and the gangs in Chicago could care less. The more that we look at Young Dolph's murder, everyone is empathetic with Maya J, as we should, because here you have a loving couple who was together for 10 years, who were married with two beautiful children, whose, you know, Maya J had a whole mommy CEO, whole organization and campaign to stop black men from killing each other, letting them know that they have the right to live longer lives and that they should live longer lives. However, she lost her husband. She lost the father of her children. Her children lost their father to gun violence. And gun violence is ignored unless you are killed as a celebrity. There are countless victims of gun violence who are not rappers, who we really do not care about. You know, Memphis is where you get rappers like Kushaisty, Grizzly, you get rappers like 3-6 Mafia, Crunchy Black, Project Pat. You know, Memphis got Soulja Boy now jumping into some beef with Yo Gotti, jumping into some beef with Young Dolph, into some beef. And it's just an all-out ridiculous coon show of black men waging war on each other and just killing each other off. And if you dare say anything, not just about them murdering each other, but if you dare say anything about them killing you, it's going to be hell to pay. So here's another one.
Place. Three of those senseless killings stole the lives of children. 10-year-old Jaden Knox, 6-year-old Ashlyn Luckett, 10-year-old Laquan Boyd, all shot and killed in suspected drive-by shootings.
We know that the last thing that any mother wants to do is to bury their child. No mother wants to bury their child.
Faced with that burden times two, the family of Ashlyn and Laquan now have the added worry of affording to bury them.
And they need some of the expenses paid. It's been tough on the family, and they reached out, and we're trying to do what we can as a community to assist with the proper burial of these two young people in our community.
Relying on GoFundMes to help in the short term, community leaders say the support must go beyond that.
Oftentimes, people say their thoughts and their prayers are with us, but we need more than thoughts. Prayers. We need legislation.
It's a fight they will take to Nashville to ask for tougher gun regulations. But some say it's going to take more if we want to stop burying our babies.
If we can regulate the bullets, because we'll never get all the guns off the street. They're out there. And you won't get them. But if you regulate how many bullets you can get back and notate that there has to buy a bullet, what are they buying it for?
A fight they say everyone needs to be involved in.
So here you have a story of three Memphis children shot and killed. The best that the community could come up with was a GoFundMe and the call for legislation to give you less access to bullets, because the thinking is you're always going to have access to guns. Again, who cares about this gun violence? Who cares about gun violence? If it's not your favorite rapper being shot, do you care? Let's look at Kyle Rittenhouse. Here you have a white man who killed three white men. His trial is being watched so closely by the black community as if black lives mattered. We are watching that to see if he's going to be given justice like we know we would receive. I don't believe that he would. He seemed to be defending himself from being attacked for having a gun and being in an environment where gunplay could become a factor. But I don't care. And I'm not sure why everyone wants to now become a legal beagle and have legal expertise on how much time you should be given when gun violence occurs to someone white. Yet we can't get anyone. I mean, it is absolutely crickets to care about any of our children being shot and killed. I'm talking 5-year-old children in Chicago, 5-year-old children in Ohio, 5-year-old children in Florida. Gun violence impacts children more than any boxer, more than any Young Dolph, more than any King Von, more than any Tupac. Okay, gun violence increasing, and it's not because of no corona. Nope, it's not because of the corona. You know, the gun was created as the great equalizer. You know, and records show, whether we want to admit it or not, that it's not a matter of proximity and who you closest to is going to shoot you and being poor is going to shoot you. It is culture and the fact that we do not value black life, especially black children life, and so we have no interest to discuss it in the news. We do not value black women, so we do not value black women, victims of gun murder. Hey, if you disagree, you can give me a call. The number is 563-999-3408. Black women just don't have the luxury of empathy. There's not empathy for us. So if you are a white woman and you are kidnapped or killed, the black community knows every detail of your case. If you have been kidnapped and killed by your boyfriend, we want justice immediately. But you bet not dare discuss the black children or the black women that are being killed every 5.5 hours due to gun violence. They are simply not to be valued unless they're killed by a white man or a white woman. We have to get better. We have to do something more going on for us not to know or get involved. And it's really, again, it's really just a culture thing. We have to get to the point within our culture where we value black women and children, and we're outraged if they're shot and killed. That we understand that if we don't speak out, no one to speak out for us, you see. It's too much commonality between us for us to ignore when people who look just like us are killed. So let's take an example from Black Femicide US. She says, Indianapolis, Indiana, November 9, 2001, a woman's fatal shooting led to SWAT units surrounding the building for nearly 4 hours. I'm going to read that for you again. See, the woman was shot already. And the person who shot her kept the police at bay for over 6 hours. When the SWAT finally negotiated to make sure everyone is accounted for, the SWAT standoff ended, but nobody was found in the building, and they couldn't give information about the suspect who killed a 26-year-old Adriana Marie Coleman. Adriana Marie Coleman, age 26, you were valuable, baby. I'm not sure who killed you, but I hope that your killer is found and that you are given justice. Again, from Black Femicide US, you're dealing in November 17th, Detroit, Michigan. This is just the other day. When I say every 5.5 hours, these are the stories that the news and the press don't want you to hear because these are victims. These are the women that we do not value. So, again, Detroit police are searching for a person of interest in the connection of the death of a mother of two who was shot and killed outside her home. She was Vanessa Charles, age 40. She leaves behind children ages 11 and 15. Beautiful sisters. And they are occurring week after week after week, hour after hour after hour. You can name Kyle Rittenhouse killers. You're definitely worried about Ahmaud Arbery's case and if those white men are held accountable for that murder. But you couldn't care less about these women and children. Irving police say a baby was ejected from a moving car and struck by another driver because the child was not in a secured safety seat. Now, what kind of is that? Just senseless crimes, senseless murders. And people say, well, you if you talk about the amount of black women being killed, then you're going to talk about black men. And if you talk about black men, you hate black men because black men are the ones who are killing black women. And it almost makes no sense that you're telling me to love someone who's killing us every 5.5 hours, that you're not concerned why they're killing us every 5.5 hours. You're more concerned if I love them or not. Let's go to November 16, 2021 at 10:30 p.m., after a person had a report of gunshots being shot and a person being killed. So this is a teenage girl from Alexandria, Louisiana, who was shot numerous times in her chest area. When she was taken to the hospital, she passed away a short time later. You can look her case up. Her name is Serena Williams, age 18. Teen and 20, that's not a good age to pass away at. That's an age where you should be finishing your life goals, planning your future, planning your education. But again, we are not valued in our communities, and so a lot of our stories do not get told. We are not valued in our communities, so you can kill us at a rate of 5.5 hours, every 5.5 hours in the United States, and no one is going to bat an eye, because if you say some, who is killing black girls? Who is killing black women? You know, what's going on in our communities? And people will legit blame the woman for living in the area, for choosing the wrong man, for just being outside at the wrong time, for hell, just being a woman. Chicago, Illinois, November 12, 2021, a woman was shot and killed while driving. And this young woman was shot in the head there in Chicago. Her name, Desiree Falls, age 20. She was pronounced dead at Mount Sinai Hospital, and no one is in custody. So a lot of our cases, not only do they go unsolved, uninvestigated, no one will snitch, but those killers go on to kill many more of us. There was just a serial killer who was apprehended, I believe, in Missouri. You know, and thank God the police did enough work there after he had killed 5 or 6 black women. So it's in St. Louis, Missouri, where the St. Louis police said, hey, there's no possibility of a serial killer. But this man killed 6 to 7 women in a span of a few weeks. Sounds like a serial killer to me, but because he's a black man, he will not get that designation. But police link Perez Reed, a 25-year-old Bellefonte neighbor, to 2 murders and 1 shooting in St. Louis, and 2 murders in St. Louis County after he used the same gun to shoot all of the victims, a .40 caliber Smith & Wesson pistol. You can connect this same suspect to 2 other murders in a high-rise apartment complex in Kansas. And what they'll try to do is dehumanize the victims and say that the women were sex workers or say that they were drug addicts. But most of the victims were women, and some may have been involved in sex work, but the other victims were known to just dress as women, or some of the victims were shot in the back of their head, meaning someone snuck up on you while you were walking up the street, and because you looked like a black woman, you got shot in the head. Who would get more attention when they're killed is the trans woman who dresses as a woman, who lives as a woman, who wants the safety of her femininity to be respected. But because she's a trans woman, if she's killed, they're more concerned about her being trans than they are with her being killed. And again, it kind of makes the numbers of black women and children dwarf in comparison to others. So again, the question was and will continue to be, who cares about gun violence? If you're not impacted by gun violence, or your favorite rapper isn't at the top of the news, or if it's not a white victim of gun violence, do you care? Are you concerned about the amount of gun violence that's going on in the inner cities of the United States? And I would say probably not. So continue to pay attention and keep yourself safe. I thank you for your time, and I'll see you next time on the next episode.